Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. We got a lot to get into in the 5 o'clock hour. So this has been the debate for the last handful of hours. I don't have a problem with what the Chiefs did at the deadline. The Chiefs didn't do anything at the deadline. I think you have to factor in a couple of things. Asking price matters. We saw two major players get traded today. Sauce Gardner got traded. He went for two first-round picks. Quinnen Williams got traded. He got traded for a second and a first-round pick. Now, I got to be realistic. I don't think the Chiefs were swimming in that market. There was one defensive lineman outside of Quinnen Williams that got traded for a top 100 pick. It was Jalen Phillips. We talked about him. Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles two seasons ago. He tore his ACL last season and is on an expiring deal. The Eagles gave up a third-round pick for that player. I would not have done that. So I can't come on here and be upset about a trade happening or not happening that I wouldn't have approved and wouldn't have been a fan of. We didn't really see much other movement today. The Chiefs are not the only contender, I'm guessing, that if we turned on a Buffalo station, I'm sure they're mad they didn't go get a wide receiver. If you turn on Green Bay, I'm sure that we could find other fan bases around the NFL that feel exactly how you guys feel. There was a move to be had, and it didn't happen. But this wasn't a super active deadline aside from those two massive moves. If a top five corner in the NFL gets traded, that's a big time trade. Quinnen Williams, one of the best players in the league at his position. The Chiefs were not in the "we're giving up a first round pick" market. They were much more in the "fine value." I don't think there was value to be had. Now, a couple of good points I think were made on the text line. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I don't think there's panic among the fans. We had Brad on the show. He called in a couple of minutes ago, and he said, hey, why is there so much panic with the fan base? So that's what this is in response to. I don't think there is panic amongst the fan. There's more confusion. In the past, when there was a weakness, Brett Veach aggressively addressed it. The Chiefs this year seem to be taking it easy, and they plan on turning the heat up come the second half. But when there was a clear weakness and Veach didn't address it, fans are confused. I just disagree with that. I don't think Veach has ever really been aggressive at the deadline. Like, I wouldn't consider trading a fifth-round pick for DeAndre Hopkins to be aggressive at the deadline. That was a necessary, needed move. I just wouldn't use the term aggressive. The Chiefs have very rarely been the team to make one of those blockbuster moves in season. Before the season, sure, they have definitely made big-time trades before the season. This is just where I am on the other side of this, and we say this on the show all the time. There are March and April problems. That was the time to address running back. That was the time to address the defensive line where you were going to make a noticeable move. It's free agency. It's the draft. This is when 95% of big-time player movement is going to happen. The Chiefs made their decisions during that point. They decided to bring back a lot of their same pieces, and when they took swings outside of that, we now see how they worked. Jalen Moore, I think Jalen Moore was a good signing. I can now go back and say, you know what? I might have been wrong about that. Now, I didn't know that their left tackle was just going to take a month off in the middle of the season, but having Jalen Moore as a break in case of emergency option, he's an expensive option, but you need to probably be 6, 7, or maybe 8 deep at offensive line. So having an offensive lineman that even though he doesn't start, but could play left tackle and right tackle for $21 million is a really, really nice insurance option. An expensive one, but a nice one. So I'm willing to go back and say, hey, maybe I was wrong when it came to that. They spent decent money on Christian Fulton. Christian Fulton has not played in a Chiefs game since the Eagles game. That was week 2. We're heading into week 11. He has not been on the field. So this offseason, when the Chiefs could have spent that money on Calais Campbell, who was a free agent, when they could have spent that money on other defensive linemen that could have helped you, that you didn't have to frantically now look at the trade deadline to go answer these questions, the Chiefs decided to spend, they spent money on one defensive player that was outside their circle. It was Christian Fulton. He's not inside their circle. When they needed running back help, we all knew they needed running back help. This news did not just pop up. We've had this information for months now. Hey, they don't got enough at running back. Oh, Carrington, shut up. They don't run the ball. Okay, I kind of think they need another running back. Now it's frantic. Now it's Christmas Eve, and now you're, well, hold on, it's over. There are no more Turbo Man dolls. You had a chance to get a Turbo Man doll. Your kid better play with Twister or Connect Four. You had your chance. We kept saying, hey, look, free agency, go get one of these guys. You didn't get anybody then. In the draft, hey, this class is really, really good. I would maybe get one of these guys. Oh, they waited till the 7th round to go get somebody. So some of this is, the Chiefs, they've created this situation in some aspects. Now, I believe they have all of the answers to get themselves out of it. Their run game just isn't improving a whole lot between now and then. I'm sorry. It's just, it's not getting a whole lot better. What they need is Isaiah Pacheco to come back. That's what they need. They need two things. I guess three things. Number one, they need Isaiah Pacheco to come back. Two, they need Kareem Hunt to stay healthy. They need this version of Kareem Hunt the rest of the season. They have to find a way to get more from Breshard Smith than what they currently get. Now, some of that is just usage. They don't give him the ball a whole lot. You can't really do much. And when they've given him the ball, at least when they've tried to give him carries, he doesn't do a whole lot with them. He's averaging 2.8 yards per carry. He's been bad when they've tried it. So what they need to do is get more out of the pieces that they have on both the offensive and defensive side. You got a chance to get a different version of Breshard Smith in the second half of the season. That's like an addition to me. He has 30 carries in the first 9 games of the season. 14 of them came in the Raiders game. Outside of a blowout when they basically didn't care in the second half, they have not tried to get Breshard Smith the football in terms of carries. That could be a big help for them. When it comes to the defensive line, if there is any team that knows this D-line, they've had all these guys for years. These are the same guys you know. The same guys that have done Chiefs Kingdom. The same guys that have had Pop-Tarts by Taylor Swift that have been around. You know all these guys. You got to get more out of them. You got to get more out of Chris Jones. You got to get more out of George Karlaftis. More out of Charles Aminihou. Where's Charles Aminihou been? Charles Aminihou has 2 sacks so far this season. This was supposed to be a big time year. No suspension over his head. No injury over his head. 1-year contract. Comfortable system. Familiar system. You know your teammates. You know the scheme. This is year 3. You're expecting Charles Aminihou to go out and put up 7, 8, 9 sacks. When they lost to Sean Wharton, that's who you were expecting to step up and pick up that production. It hasn't happened. Mike Dana, you paid him to stay around. He hasn't done anything. So I understand why fans wanted them to do more and wanted them to make more moves. They got enough. They got enough on this team. They do. They got enough. They got enough on their offensive line. They got enough on the defensive line. They got enough at wide receiver. They got enough at quarterback. There is far more than enough talent for the Chiefs to win the AFC West, to win the AFC, and get back and win another Super Bowl. No, they're not a perfect team. There was not a trade they were going to make at the deadline that was going to make them a perfect team. But they are one of the better teams in the AFC. They have the best quarterback in the AFC. They have the best coach in the AFC. So I just can't find myself overreacting that they didn't trade a sixth-round pick to go get a defensive lineman that might not have helped them anyway.
I feel like I understand why fans are a little bit upset. I do. I disagree with them. I agree with you. I understand why fans are upset, though. And it's because at 5-4, it feels like the Chiefs are vulnerable. And on the heels of a Super Bowl where they got smoked, like just never were competitive, and a season last year where it felt like, maybe in hindsight we can say, a little bit of smoke and mirrors. They were undefeated in those one-score games because they're currently winless in one-score games. It feels like, oh man, you know, the earth is, you know, shaking and everything's crumbling around me. In reality, the Chiefs are fine. Are they a no doubt, hey, pencil in, you're headed to Santa Clara team? No. But no team in the NFL is that this year. Whoever you think the best team in the NFL is, there is not a guarantee that they are making to the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs are just regular. And I think the fact that Chiefs are regular or appear regular is what has shook fans a little bit. And they felt like today was their day for the Chiefs to get back to being immortal. Get a Breece Hall, get a Quinnen Williams, get a Sauce Gardner. I'm just naming Jets players now. And get back to that immortal feeling. I think Chiefs fans are what they're experiencing is they feel like the rest of the NFL for the first time in maybe 18 months, and they don't like it. And they thought today was their chance to fix that feeling.
And I think that's a very fair point. Where I would counter is the Chiefs team that we expect to take the field against the Broncos, that is the team that we spent all summer talking about. That's the team. Josh Simmons back at left tackle. I guess we'll see what happens with Jawan Taylor, but you guys have been trying to get Jawan Taylor out of here for 2 years, so it either will be Jawan Taylor or Jalen Moore on the other side, and we think Jalen Moore is going to be next year's right tackle. We believe they'll have Isaiah Pacheco back. That's how they've spent it, right? They've spent it like Isaiah Pacheco will be back for that game. So they will have their full complement on offense and their full complement on defense in a game they desperately need to win. That's the Chiefs. And that team has been pretty good over the course of the last five seasons. I'm not telling you something you don't know. That team has been pretty good, and there haven't been a whole lot of teams that have beat them when they've been a fully healthy bunch. We think they are going to be fully healthy. I also think it's important to note this, Rob, and I know we got to shout out Baker University. Only one contender in the AFC got better today, and it's probably the contender that you believe in the least. I don't care what move the Colts could have made today, it doesn't change the fact that Daniel Jones is their starting quarterback. It doesn't change it. Sauce Gardner's great. Jonathan Taylor is great. It does not change the fact that of all the teams that are going to make the AFC playoffs, they have the quarterback that you believe in the least. Buffalo did not make a move today. Buffalo could have used a wide receiver. Why didn't Buffalo go get Jacoby Myers? Why didn't they go get him? You could have got Jacoby Myers for nothing. What was he, a fourth and a sixth? You could have got Jacoby Myers. Did Pittsburgh make a move today? Did Baltimore make a move today? Did Denver make a move today? So did the Chargers made a move just purely out of necessity. The Chargers lost their left tackle and their right tackle. They don't have a tackle. You got three of them. They got zero of them. So all of these teams that we're talking about, they didn't, only one of those teams got drastically better today. And again, it's the team that they have the quarterback that you believe in the most. There is nothing, I don't care where that game is played, you guys will not be worried about the Colts coming into it. Not the modern day Colts. You'll be telling me stories about Lynn Elliott and no punt and Andrew Luck. You guys are not worried about the 2025 Colts that got Daniel Jones on their team. Not at all. I know it sounds crazy for me to say this. I know it sounds crazy. I'm on the side of Brett Veach here. I think Brett Veach made the right decision today. I don't think he overpaid. We've been asking this question now for 2 weeks. Did you want them to make a move or a transaction? A lot of you just seem mad that they didn't make a transaction today when there was no move to be had. There was not a single move to be made if you were the Chiefs today. And I'm happy they didn't just spend a sixth round pick to get patted on the back on the text line or Twitter. That's not building a roster that can win a championship. Not at all. I'm happy that they played things the way that they played it. All right, Rob.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
As always, Karen, The Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right. What do you want to make hit number one? Part of me wants to make hit number one the story about the young boys and how they're not talking to the young ladies. That's part of me wants to make that hit number one, Rob. What do you want to make hit number one?
Yeah, I was going to make it Sauce Gardner, but if the young
No, you want to make it about Sauce Gardner, I'm fine. I mean, I feel like that's a very important hit, too. Something wrong with the youth of today. All right, this is the thing about Sauce Gardner. This is my opinion on Sauce Gardner. I love the move for the Jets. I understand the move for the Colts. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. I think they spent too much for Sauce Gardner, but I understand why they did it. If you look at the AFC right now and you're trying to look at it through Indianapolis's perspective, they think they're the best team in the AFC. They have to think that. They've been the best team so far through the first 10 weeks of the season. So if you are equipped with this information where you feel like you are the best team and then you're taking a look at it and, again, looking through their eyes, Kansas City is not the team they were last season. Baltimore is not the team they were last season. The Bengals are not a legitimate threat in the division anymore. And you're looking at Denver, the Patriots, Pittsburgh. Now, obviously, Kansas City and Buffalo are there in the mix. But if you're the one seed, you are possibly in the situation where you don't have to play Kansas City and Buffalo, where you could potentially only play one of those teams and have them at home for the AFC championship game, you'll take your chances with that coin flip. You will. You'll take your chances. Now, I think you are going to lose that game regardless of which team you play, but I understand wanting to take your coin flip, wanting to take your dice roll. So I think that's the Colts side of it. We feel we are one impact defensive player away. Let's put our chips in the middle of the table and let's try to go to the Super Bowl. Bill Simmons always talks about like new owner theory, where you get a new owner and now the new owner wants to do something big. Now they got a new owner and the owner has shown she's going to be very, very hands-on. She's on the sideline, got the headset on and taking press conferences and answering questions. I like their general. I like their owner now. So I get it. Hey, this is my first chance. I feel like we got a shot. I'm trying to get out of my dad's shadow. Let's make a big time move. They go get Sauce Gardner. And for the money standpoint, it's really not that bad. They owe Sauce Gardner $14 million a year for the next three seasons. That's not that bad of a contract. Now, the draft pick compensation is immense, but for the money aspect, it's not that bad. If you're the Jets, I mean, I don't think you had a choice. If the Colts were serious, and they obviously were serious, and they were going to give you two first-round picks and a former second-round wide receiver, you had to make this trade if you were them. You're not going anywhere. You're the Jets. You're not good. In fact, you might be the worst team in the National Football League. You stink. You're not going anywhere in 2025. You're probably not going anywhere in 2026. But you know what you need? You need all the ammunition in the world to go get your quarterback. And if you want to feel inspired if you were the Jets, why can't the Jets be the Lions? Which sounds like a crazy question to ask, but why can't they be the Lions? Look at what the Lions did over a four-year stretch. The Lions went out and got Jahmyr Gibbs. They got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got Jameson Williams. They got Aiden Hutchinson. They made move after move after move. They hit on draft picks. So the Jets have loaded up on draft picks, and they're going to take their swing at it. I'm guessing they'll get their quarterback at some time in the next 18 months. They're going to spend a high draft pick on a Ty Simpson, a Mendoza from Indiana, Arch Manning, whomever they think that person is. And then we got more than enough assets, whether it's with what we got back from Sauce Gardner, whether it's what we got back from Quinnen Williams, and we got all the assets to try to build this into a really, really good football team. I understand the logic for the Jets. If anything, the Jets got a plan. There's a lot of teams right now in the National Football League that don't have a clear plan. I don't know what the plan is for the Cowboys, to be completely honest with you about it. Other than be interesting and be talked about on First Take, I don't know what the plan is for the Cowboys. The Jets got a plan, at least. Now, can they execute the plan? Can they see the plan through? That's a completely different thing, but they got a plan. So I at least applaud the Jets for having a plan. Let's just see if the plan works.
Number two.
All right, Carrington, let's talk about what you wanted to talk about. Hit number one will make hit number two.
Yeah, this would be the number one story in the city right now.
Maybe the number one story in the country.
Guys, maybe the world, honestly.
There you go, world. Guys just aren't talking to girls the same way they used to talk to girls.
I don't know what's wrong with these young boys. This is from the Today Show. Listen to what they said.
45% of men 18 to 24 have never asked a woman out in person. I think that no man wants to be that guy. One of the key things I think dads have to teach their sons is how to express romantic interest while making the other person feel safe.
Rob, we have failed the generation behind us. You're telling me that 45% of boys, men, young men, between the ages of 18 to 24, they've never asked a girl out? This is the college age. You're telling me that half of the young boys walking around at the University of Kansas, I don't know what y'all little area is. Y'all got like a quad or like a, you know, like a central area. I don't know.
We do. Westco Beach, but okay. Doesn't matter. We got one.
All right. So I imagine there's young boys hanging out here at this area of Kansas. And I'm assuming that there's some pretty girls that are walking around and they're also doing the same thing. You're telling me that half of the boys at this age are afraid to go up to Sarah and start up a conversation with her and ask how she's doing, ask her interests, who she be with, things that make her smile, what number to dial? That's what you're telling me, Rob? How we failed these kids this much? Have the phones taken over that much where the kids have lost the ability to be able to speak to one another? Or maybe they're just afraid to take shots. Is that what we're hearing? You're telling me the fellas are afraid to go up to a girl, put their best line on her, put their Mac down, and they're afraid that she might say no? That's the game. Everybody misses. Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. He's been blown out in two Super Bowls. Tom Brady's lost in the Super Bowl. I've seen Steph Curry miss threes before. You're going to miss, but you got to keep shooting. Have we ruin these kids so much that they're afraid to go up and talk to each other? That's not a crazy number to anybody else. 45% of boys between the ages of 18 and 24, they've never asked a girl out in public? Rob, we've completely lost recipes if that's the case.
I think it's the phones. That's my working theory. Now listen, this is going to sound like the Steve Buscemi, how do you do fellow kids? Because I don't really know what you do when you're 18 to 22 nowadays when you're trying to talk to a girl. Based on the text line, we talked about this earlier, nowadays it's like, hey, it's mutual friends on Snapchat and you just add each other and you can just watch their stories and stuff. If that's the case, I guess that's what people are doing. But I think people are more likely to do that than actually go up and talk to a girl. Like, I will use KU because I went there. If you're at the Hawk or the Wheel or Bullwinkles and you're like, oh man, that girl over there looks attractive, I might go there and talk to her. You're so scared to talk to her that you'd rather be like, all right, hold on, I think I know that person in their sphere, that person knows another person, I'll just try to find them through Snapchat and add them, and then that'll be my play. That's a terrible play. Walk over there, say hello. Now, you're right. What was Therese always say about gunfighters? Sometimes they get hit.
That's the game.
That's the game.
100%.
Rejection sucks. Yeah. No one likes rejection. Everyone listening right now has experienced rejection at some level. Maybe not romantically, maybe professionally, maybe personally. It happens. You get told no, but it makes you better. It makes you stronger. The idea that we're just going to Snapchat each other now is just sad.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm happy we made that the second hit, man. We got to do better. We really do. We got to do better. We really do. We got to do better. We got to start giving a little more game, a little bit more knowledge.
Yeah, but how do you teach that? Hey, put your phone down? Like, what's the game plan to fix the problem? Whap phones out of their hand and push them into a group of people? That doesn't seem problematic at all.
That's a good point. I don't know. I guess I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Like, you can't force a kid who's 19 to be like, hey, I want you to call the landline for this girl. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand how you're in college, you're out, you're dancing, they're playing. I don't know what the kids are listening to. What are they listening to? Lizzo? I don't know what's going on. Taylor Swift? You're sitting there at the bar. She's pretty. Hey, can I get you something to drink? You spark up a conversation. Hey, we should hang out sometime. This just seems like normal college stuff. You're telling me that we've lost this? This is somehow, Rob, this is your fault. I don't know how this is your fault, but the same way that I came in second place with Best Sports Talk host, how that's your fault, how you didn't do more to help me be the number one sports talk host, according to Pitch Magazine. I'm blaming you for this. This is a Rob Brenton problem, and I'm not going to rest until you solve it. We'll get back to the trade deadline. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, Rob. Let me ask you this question, and I don't have the answer to this, so this is just me throwing it out there. You guys can tell me otherwise. 913-586-7965. Do you think people wanted to trade for Breece Hall, or do you think people wanted to sign Breece Hall? Because I think those are two very, very different things. Now, I wasn't interested at Breece Hall at the price. I'm not willing to spend a top 100 pick on a rental. I wasn't super interested in doing that. But if you were telling me, then our plan is we're willing to sign Breece Hall to a third, we're willing to trade a third round pick. And then next year, we want to spend significant resources to improve the running back room. That's a very different conversation. Now, I would say that is overcorrecting a problem when all I really want you to do is spend a decent draft pick on one. Sometimes I think we have these conversations and it's like, well, they tried that. They got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Well, there's seven rounds of the draft. You don't have to get one in the first round. You also don't have to wait until the seventh round to go get a running back. They let you take them in the third. Why can't the Chiefs just take a nice, solid third round running back? I mean, they do that at wide receiver. They do that at corner. They do that at defensive end. Why can't they just take a really good third round running back? RJ Harvey, for example. You and I really liked RJ Harvey this year. Thought he made a lot of sense. If the Chiefs had RJ Harvey in addition to what they have, we wouldn't be having conversations about their running back room. We wouldn't be having them if that was the case. Now, I know Cam Scataboo got hurt, but he was a player that you and I thought made a lot of sense for Kansas City. So that's why I asked the question about Breece Hall. Was it just, we're willing to do whatever it takes, we'll pay the cost, I don't care. We always use the buying headphones at the airport analogy. You had a chance to get headphones before you drove to the airport. You're now at the airport. You realize you got an 8-hour flight, and you were not sitting on that 8-hour flight with no headphones. So you were willing to spend the $50 for the Skullcandy headphones that you could have got for $10. Now you're willing to spend $50. Maybe that's what we're talking about here. But if the Chiefs weren't interested in paying Breece Hall long-term and past this season, I just didn't really have any interest in making a move to go get Breece Hall. And clearly, nobody else in the league went out and made that move either. We had Briscoe on the show earlier, and he made a really fair point. If Breece Hall had got traded for a fifth-round pick, we'd be having a very different conversation today about the acquisition cost to go get him. But that's not the conversation that we're having. Rob, was there a player that was traded today that you either wanted them to go get or you think was realistic for them to go get? Because I don't think that player got traded this trade deadline.
I 100% wholehearted agree with you. There was not that player this deadline. I mean, I guess the closest thing would be Jalen Phillips. We talked about it yesterday on the show. His acquisition cost was just too high, at least for me, and clearly for the Chiefs too, because they did not give up a third to go get him. To answer your question about Breece Hall, I think fans are more upset they didn't trade for Hall than they are the contract. I think Breece Hall has become some sort of mythical cure-all to the Chiefs' running woes. And he's probably the best running back on the roster if they had traded for him. But I think Chiefs fans were just so enamored with that guy's better, go get that guy, that they're upset they didn't. I also think fans are upset by this, and I'm trying to find the tweet. I believe it was Connor Hughes.
I actually have the audio here. I'm about to send it to you. Let's play it straight off the computer. I actually just found it. So just pull this up. You can play it straight off the computer if you want. I'll answer this text, and then we'll just do that. Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, I wish the Chiefs would have got Jalen Phillips. Yeah, I'm just – the Jalen Phillips move, that's just not one that I feel about. Now, if you feel that way, it's perfectly fine. I don't feel that way about Jalen Phillips. I feel like they've signed Jalen Phillips before and got him for significantly cheaper in the past. That's what Emmanuel Ogba was. Like, they've made the trade for the former first-round pick, been injured, hasn't lived up to expectation, expiring contract. They've never, in my opinion, overpaid for that player. I think they paid appropriate value. I don't think that the Eagles gave appropriate value for Jalen Phillips. I'm actually really surprised that he ended up going for a third-round pick. He's not that guy to me. He has three sacks this season. I mean, he's fine. He's a nice rotational piece. But I'm not trading a third-round pick in the middle of the season for an expiring, nice rotational piece at defensive end. And I'm not even sure if he's that. Like right now, Rob, he has three sacks this season. What would you set the over-under on a sack for Jalen Phillips for now the rest of the season? What do you set it at? 5.5?
5.5 more or 5.5?
No, 5.5 total. So right now he's at
probably,
three.
Probably 5.5, 6, somewhere in there. Probably six. Does he have the exact same second half, probably the number?
Yeah. Would you have been happy if they had traded a third-round pick for a guy that got 2.5 sacks the next 9 weeks of the season?
Because I would not have been super excited about that. And I would have said, why couldn't you get that from Mike Dana? Why couldn't you get those 2.5 sacks from Charles Aminahu? They got guys that I think can give you Jalen Phillips production. Now, if Calais Campbell had been traded, again, we'd be having a different conversation. If Calais Campbell was available and changed teams, and I'm sure that people called about Calais Campbell, because I don't know why you wouldn't trade. I don't know why you wouldn't make a phone call for Calais Campbell. He is on a one-year deal. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are not going anywhere. He has 5 sacks this season. I'm sure people made a call about Calais Campbell. He didn't change teams. He's staying where he is. He's 39 years old. Maybe he doesn't want to play in the cold anymore. Hey, I love playing in Arizona. We play in the NFC West. It's warm. I don't know why Calais Campbell is still on the Arizona Cardinals. But if those moves were out there that we could compare and we could say, man, I wish the Chiefs had done X, then I'd be having a different conversation. But I'm actually happy that the Chiefs did this. Here, we'll play this, Rob. You got it? Actually, here, let's play this. This is the report from the Jets.
And Jermaine Johnson came back. With Breece Hall, there was an offer on the table for a 4th-round pick from Breece Hall. I was told that it was from the Kansas City Chiefs that were willing to trade for Breece Hall. The Jets were steadfast in wanting a 30. So they wanted a 3rd-round pick for Breece Hall. They were not able to get one, only had a 4th-round offer. Jermaine Johnson, they had a 2nd-round pick, wasn't something they were particularly interested in.
I think that's the right decision. I think the Chiefs steadfast. We're not giving you a top 100 pick for Breece Hall. We're not giving you a top 100 pick. We'll give you a top 125 pick for Breece Hall, but we're not giving you the 91st overall pick for a running back that is a rental for us. That's not what we do. We pay 4th-round picks or worse for a rental. That's what DeAndre Hopkins was last year. We all knew that he was a rental. He was on the team for half a season. They were willing to pay $4 million or a 4th-round pick, or they'll pick somebody up off waivers if that's the case. So I understand people wanted Breece Hall. I have no reason not to trust this reporting. I do believe the Chiefs called around. I think they inquired. I think every team in the NFL inquires. I think you found out the price was too high. We've all done that before. How many times have you walked into a store, you were interested in something, you picked it up, you saw how much it cost, you set it back down, and you moved on with your life? Happens all the time when you go to the store. That's what the Chiefs did with Breece Hall. They were interested. They were rolling through Home Goods. They saw him on the shelf. They picked it up. They saw the price tag. And no, I don't want it.
They haggled too. So, I mean, according to that report, they said, hey, I know it costs X. Can we get it at a different price, like a garage sale? And the person said, no, you can't do that. It's like, I love your analogy. Trading someone is like being on Facebook Marketplace. Hey, you have a couch. I'm selling it for $100. I'll give you 80. If they don't want to sell you the couch, you're not getting a couch. But you at least try to haggle. The Chiefs just didn't get the job done.
Yeah, and I mean, you set a price on how much you think that's worth. We've all done that before. Somebody wants X for their tickets. You're willing to pay them this for their tickets. If they're not willing to sell it to you at X, hey, good luck finding somebody who is willing to pay what you want. And as the seller, you're allowed to say, yes, I will sell my goods to you at this price, or no, keep it moving. I'm going to go out and find a buyer. Now the Jets have kept Breece Hall, and we'll see if that ends up being the right decision. Do they keep Breece Hall next season, or is Breece Hall going to go off in free agency, and we're going to think, man, you should have just taken the fourth-round pick? I mean, that's definitely happened to people before. You thought something was worth a little bit more than what it's worth. You've seen the market play itself out, and you realize, man, I probably should have took that initial offer. That was the best offer that I potentially was going to get. So I'm not upset that they didn't get Breece Hall. If you believe that report, and again, I believe it, we don't think he's worth the top 100 pick. I don't think Breece Hall is worth the top 100 pick, not if you're not going to keep him for next season. But hey, we're willing to give you a 4th-round pick, whatever. You can always get back a 4th-round pick. Getting a 3rd-round pick or higher, a little harder to get back. You can get a 4th-round pick by just being willing to trade back in the draft. Like, that happens all the time if you just want to get a 4th-round pick back. So, yeah, hey, we put in an offer. You guys weren't interested. Hey, it's up to you. Go see what you can do. The Jets made a decision that they were going to hold firm. I mean, the Jets very easily, what they could have done is, we want a 3, we want a 3. They shopped it around the league. Obviously, nobody was willing to give you a 3. All right, hey, I'll take your 4th-round pick. I mean, that happens all the time when things are getting sold. All right, hey, you offered me this. Here, I'll do the deal. Let's do the deal. Doesn't sound like that happened with Breece Hall. I don't think that that's the wrong decision. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is the... I mean, I understand this argument. People have this argument. I get it. I philosophically disagree with you and possibly Brett Veach's view of draft picks. Draft picks are lottery tickets. You don't exactly know what that is. FAU was a first-round pick and former Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. He may legit never be a start for an NFL team. Picks are not guaranteed players. 100%. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. I'm with you. But I think it is important to note that you only get a limited amount of assets. And at the deadline, there are no long-term solutions to be had. You know when there are long-term solutions to be had? The long-term solutions are to be had with draft picks, using them in the draft. That's the best possible value that you can get a player is in the first 4 or 5 years of their contract. you are giving up that opportunity every single time you trade a draft pick. Now, you can obviously get draft picks back and you could trade them. And I'm not saying never trade draft picks. I'm not saying you got to use all of your draft picks, but you got to be smart. I'm not just giving them away. How do you find Travis Kelce? You're not trading for Travis Kelce at the deadline. You need the pick to go get him. How do you get Chris Jones? How do you find these players? There's a group of players that will never be available in their prime. They're only available if you draft them. So that's why the draft picks are important. If you need to move up in the NFL draft to go get something, if you need to move up in the draft because you really like Trent McDuffie and on draft day you need the assets, you got to have the draft picks to go get them. You can't trade cap space. So I think it's important to note. So I'm not saying that there's one way to do it, right? It's a combination of all of these things. Nobody's saying you got to overpay for every free agent. Nobody's saying you got to trade all your draft picks. You don't got to use them. You got to have a balance. I'm certainly not in the business of just giving draft picks away. And also, would you rather, and you're only looking at it through the possibility if you miss. Well, what if you get it right? You can get it right, can't you? Sure, the Chiefs missed on Sky Moore. They also used that same asset to go get Rashee Rice. You're not getting Rashee Rice in free agency. You're getting them through the draft. So that's why the draft picks are important. So I'm just not in the business of giving them away. And to me, trading for Jalen Phillips in a third round pick, in my opinion, is giving the pick away. That's giving the pick away. That's also playing a lottery ticket. This is a guy who hasn't been healthy, has no postseason experience, and now we're willing to roll the dice that he can help us. That's also a lottery ticket, in my opinion. All right, Rob, I feel like this time has turned into Carrington's house adventure. You know that I am in the process of trying to buy my first home. So I have kind of settled in on what I want, and I'm in the process of kind of getting together so we can put like a serious offer down. I don't know why I continue to look. And Rob, let me tell you, I saw this place. It was magical. And then I saw how much it cost. And it was so disheartening. I called up my guy. I was like, hey, can we run these numbers real quick? We were running the numbers, like if I can make it work. And then he said to me something very, very important. This is actually Danon. You know, Danon does home loans. So I was texting him about it. I showed him like, hey, how much will my mortgage be every month? And he said something very important. He said, you don't want to be house poor.
I was like, what? Oh, you just learned the term house poor.
I had heard people say it before, but then when he was explaining it to me, I was like, oh yeah. No, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. My friend Shannon, she's been helping me too. She's the president at a bank. She's been helping me too. I'm trying to figure this out, Rob. This is a big step in my life. I'm getting very, very close. I can't wait to take that corny picture of holding that key.
Giant
that fake
key. Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's part of the experience, is the one Instagram picture.
I know I may let you down here with the term house poor. I should have let you know that house poor is definitely a thing. Because you could have a great house, but if you are spending every dollar of your life on your house, you don't have a great life. You don't have much going on. If you were like, hey, man, I can't go to West anymore because I have a condo. What's your quality of life?
That's my friend Shannon literally said. She was like, Carrington, you love going to Vegas. I don't know if you can if you buy this. I'm like, okay, hold on now. You're going to take the Bellagio fountains away from me? Don't do that. Why'd you threaten me like this? What's going on here? You know I enjoy a nice little weekend, little go down there. The last time I went, they took every dollar from me. It was like they had it out for me. I don't know why they did that. I didn't hit a nothing. I didn't hit a blackjack, a craps, a roulette. I didn't hit a touchdown parlay. I didn't hit a nothing while I was out there. I was cursed while I was out there. Was really cursed. I didn't have enough to give the midnight ballerinas. I was struggling. I was like, hey, I got to get you on the next trip here. I don't got it. I'm a little strapped for cash right now. That's today's house adventure. I am going to go look at that one I can't afford, though. I just got to at least go look.
Don't do that to yourself.
I
got to
go see it. Come on now. I can't go look. Take a tour.
You're going to walk out and want it more, and you're going to talk to yourself.
But then the thing is, I'm going to regret not going to look at it. I got to look at it. Come on now. It looks amazing. That's the when I thought of moving out and I had a vision of a place, this was the vision I had. And then I saw how much it cost. All right, I'm out of here. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.